DW. Inside Europe brings you the big stories from Europe every week, news and politics, with a sprinkling of culture and the arts. And my next guest runs Ireland's biggest book club, the Ricochet Book Club, which has more than 28,000 members. Hello, Ricochet.
Hello, Keith. How are you? How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Great. OK, so tell us, what books are destined to be big hits this Christmas?
I have a few suggestions for you. I'm going to start with one which is kind of for the awkward family member. So it's possibly for your dad, or it may be for your granddad, or you have an awkward family member who you'd love to buy a book for, but you're just not quite sure. You just know that they kind of like nonfiction. It's Bill Bryson's book, The Body. Bill Bryson, well-known travel writer, wrote a really huge science book about 15 years ago as well. The Body does what it says on the tin. It is a book about the human body. He starts with the brain and the skull, works his way through our blood systems and all the way through every aspect of the body, including disease and those things that affect us as well. It's kind of a mass science book for everybody, so it's not going to intimidate anybody who doesn't have a kind of science grounding. It's something that's very much aimed at the mainstream, but he has a lot of really hard science in it as well, which is really fascinating, as well as really amazing stories of things that have happened throughout the course of medical history where people have accidentally made discoveries that then went on to change the entire history of medicine, and they stumbled across stuff by accident. A lot of these people, their names have been forgotten as well. So he has some great stories in that as well. It's a kind of treasure trove of kind of mind-boggling facts about the human body. And I definitely think that's going to be one you might consider. Mm.
Does he go into diet at all, or is it just the body?
He talks about the human gut, and weirdly, because it's one of those things that doesn't tend to get dealt with in books like this. So he talks about its importance in terms of the rest of the human body and how we sometimes underestimate that as well. Yeah, there's a section devoted to that too.
Okay, Bill Bryson, The Body. Okay, what other books have you got for us, Rick?
One I just finished. It's from slightly earlier in the year, and I just think it may have been slightly neglected. Winner of the Pulitzer Prize a couple of years ago for a book called Underground Railroad. Colson Whitehead is his name. He's American. The book is called The Nickel Boys. It is a fictional story set in the civil rights era, and it's set in a school for wayward children in Florida. What happens is Elwood is the main character in the book. He has just arrived there after having done something very minor, as happened to a lot of these kids in that era. It's about what it was like in those schools, about the segregation that existed between white and black kids, about some of the terrible things that have occurred, because at the very beginning of the book you realise that the story is being told from the modern day, and some very dark secrets have been uncovered about that school. Elwood is living in New York, and he realises he's going to have to go back and confront elements of his past as well. I'll be honest with you, until halfway through this book I was slightly iffy about it, and then there comes a point about three quarters of the way through the book where Colson Whitehead turns the whole narrative on one side, and then you go, oh, I understand what you're doing here, and it becomes utterly compelling, and it's one of the best things I've read this year.
Okay, Colson Whitehead, The Nickel Boys. We're talking to Rick O'Shea about Christmas books and the books that are going to be big this Christmas. So what else is on your list?
I always like to give you at least one thing that's Irish, given where I am and where I'm from. So Emma Donoghue has a new book out called Akin. You'll probably know Emma Donoghue as being the writer of Room, whether you read the book or not. Chances are you saw the Oscar-winning movie. This is nothing like that. It's about Noah. He's a retired widower. He's quite an elderly gentleman. He lives in an affluent part of New York. His sister passes away and leaves him a large sum of money and just says, enjoy yourself with this. Go and have fun. So his wife has passed away. So have his parents. He has no siblings left. He decides to go to Nice in the south of France because that's where he was born and where he lived for the first couple of years of his life. Very quickly, Michael turns up. Michael is an 11-year-old mobile phone addicted, foul-mouthed Brooklynite great nephew that Noah has never met. It turns out that Michael's mother has just been sent to prison. Unless Noah agrees to take care of Michael for the foreseeable future, he's going to be put into the care system in the United States, and Noah feels like he has to. So the two of them end up going on this trip to the south of France. It's very odd couple-y. It's quite funny in places. It's quite serious in places as well. Noah is looking for information about his mother and which side she may or may not have been on in the Second World War. I thoroughly recommend it. It's called Akin.
By Emma Donoghue. Okay. And next on your Christmas list of books,
Megan Phelps Roper. This depends on whether or not you know the name of the Westboro Baptist Church. The Westboro Baptist Church became quite famous in a series of documentaries made by British documentarian Louis Theroux. He's done, I think, three at this stage, but they became famous around the world for picketing soldiers' funerals in the United States, amongst many other things. They are notorious. She was one of the members of the family in the first documentary. She was a teenager. This tells her story of what it was like to grow up somewhere like that, what it was like to become a teenager there, and then what happens when you start interacting with other people, particularly on social media, actually, in the real world. It's no spoiler because the book is called Unfollow, then at a point realizes that she can't do this anymore and she needs to leave the family. She does so with her sister. And then the other part of the story is what happens when you don't know anyone else in the outside world. Everybody you've lived with and known, your family and friends, all refuse to speak to you and disown you, and about the life you can make for yourself after that. It's hugely, hugely worth your time. Unfollow by Megan Phelps Roper.
Sounds really good. Okay, let's do one more. We've got time for one more book.
I do, yeah. And I love the idea of giving this a little promotion. This was nominated in the last couple of weeks for an Irish Book Award. His name is Niall Williams. Niall is a very well-known author in this part of the world. He's been longlisted for the Booker Prize. The book is called This Is Happiness. It's a new one from him. Faha is a tiny little village in the west of Ireland. It rains forever there. It is just at the point where Faha is about to get rural electrification for the very first time back in the day of Irish history. Now, 17-year-old Noel has turned up back in the village. He's just made a very, very bad hand of attempting to become a priest. He has failed and he's back in the village. Christy is an older gentleman who turns up in the village. He's one of the people bringing rural electrification, but he has part of his own history in Faha in the village as well. And it's a story about how the two guys end up dealing with this. It is immaculately written. It is beautiful. It is a very, very funny book and one of the finer ones that I've come across this year, particularly if you love your writing to have exquisite imagery. This is the one for you. It's called This Is Happiness. And his name is Niall Williams.
Fantastic. There's some great books in there. Rick O'Shea, thank you very much.
My pleasure as always.
Rick O'Shea from the Rick O'Shea Book Club, speaking to me from Dublin.
DW.